sauce. It's really creamy. It's pretty good. There's almost like a sweetness to it. It's real good. I'm gonna take a bite of the little pepperoncini. I say little, I mean little, like these things are so small. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be chewing this. I mean, talking with my mouth open. Mouthful. But these freaking peppers are like so small compared to what they usually put in there. I was very upset. Still taste the same. Drink this water. Instead of heating up your pizza in the microwave, either like put it in your toaster. It doesn't have to be a toaster oven. It can be like a regular upright toaster. You could always lay it on its side. Hopefully, it's big enough for the slice of pizza. But putting it in the toaster makes like the bottom crunchy and the cheese extra gooey. It is so good. And if like it's a summer day and you already like are in the mood for grilling, grill your pizza. It is so good. Just the crunchiness and like the way it cooks. It's like gooey at the top and really warm in the middle. And it's crunchy. You're welcome. This is some of the crust. Pizza in the microwave, like it can get rubbery if you heat it too much, and then sometimes it's still not heated up enough in the middle. So really putting it in the toaster is honestly perfect. Like you can listen to that like crunch and it's still warm and like, oh, it's just so good. This pizza was brought to you by Papa John's. This episode was brought to you by me. Shouts out to them. Ooh, bar. Slices of pizza, so I'm not about to eat them on video. Also, I don't feel like sitting in silence. I'm about to go watch Gotham, so I'll catch you guys next time.